What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. Today we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk about Corona, quarantine, all that some more. We're going to talk about some pickups that I got. And then I want to talk about the XFL and Vince McMahon a little bit. So, as always, man, keep it locked. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. So it has been literally almost a month since I've been able to put a podcast out. Not going to lie to you guys, like, I probably have had the time being home on quarantine and that. A lot of it's just been my mental state, man. Like, I've had, you know, a lot of really good, like, normal days. And there's just been other days where been down and depressed and I don't want to do anything, just want to be lazy and be on the couch all day and just, you know, watch TV, whatnot. So it's been a rough time. You know, the whole not doing anything, not being able to do anything is what makes it so tough. So, you know, we've been getting out raking, get the yard cleaned up, but I mean, I live right in town. It's not like we got a big yard or anything. All that type of stuff. And then, you know, financially been fighting with unemployment and they were trying to get all that figured out. And I mean, not to put too much out there, but you know, there's been a lot of stress on that side of stuff. We're doing fine. Like, I'm not, but you know, still the idea of not working and then, you know, especially like me, like I'm jumping into a new career. Like, and then there's that, and like, I'm still, you know, and then just in the back of my mind, I'm just always stressing that, you know, hey, they're not going to call me back to work, and they're going to be like, hey, you know, the company's going to look at it as we've lost all this money, not being able to be fully staffed, fully, you know, fully open. You know, we gotta recoup somehow. And I mean, it doesn't seem like that's how it's gonna be, and I don't want to think that that's how it is, but in the back of my mind, it's there, and it's something that I've been very nervous about. But anyway, besides that, I have been able to cop 3 pairs of shoes. On the low, since we last recorded here. The first pair is actually the Gary V K-Swiss collab. One of the Gary V K-Swiss collabs. It's the Gary V 004, but it's the Shoe Palace 25th Anniversary Edition. And I mean, like, this is literally my first pair of K-Swiss. I picked up a pair of tubes from a thrift shop one time, so I don't know, but the outsoles were, like, dried up. Like, they were not wearable. It was a dumb move. I don't count that. But anyway, I am not kidding you guys. I was absolutely blown away by these. You know, I've never been a K-Swiss guy. K-Swiss has always been kind of... it's funny because K-Swiss has always kind of had like a... like uppity, like tennis club kind of vibe to it. But at the same time, like, it's always, you always see, I don't know the name of the model, but there is a K-Swiss model that you always see that people people of a not so high stature would be wearing, like, actually, here's the perfect way for me to put it. What I always think about when I see this specific K-Swiss model is a guy with a buzz cut, neck tattoo, wife beater, jeans, and those K-Swiss on. And what I mean by that is I always picture a guy that's on cops for beating his wife. That's kind of harsh. I know. That's how I always picture that, though. Anyway, moving past that and getting past that, I was so blown away by these sneakers. They have a little, probably the best leather I've ever seen on a pair of sneakers. Way back last January when we did the episode with Jordan, and he had the Yeezy 700s, and they had, I was very impressed by that leather. Dude, this leather blows that out of the water. Like, the quality in these shoes is so impressive. Like I said, I was completely blown away. The quality in the leather, the quality in the suede that is there. There's two strips of suede that are on the shoe that, I mean, like I said, the quality is just perfect. They are super comfortable. I picked them up for $14 on eBay. They were a little bit beat. But I knew I could clean them up. Like, they were just kind of dirty. And then once I got them cleaned and I got some, why am I blanking on what you call them? I have 5,000 of them. Shoe trees. Once I got them cleaned up and I got shoe trees in there, dude, like, basically creases came right out of that leather. Like, I mean, there is one little stain on one of the shoes, but shit, I mean, these shoes are clean. They look super good. Very, very, very happy with them. And actually, the funny thing is, they came out in November or December of 2018, actually, and my wife was actually going to try and get me a pair, for my birthday or Christmas, and they sold out right away. She wasn't able to get them. That first release they did sold out, and then, you know, obviously my wife isn't very up on restocks or anything like that, but it is what it is. Anyway, couldn't believe that I got them for $14, because I had, I think, 13. It was either 13 or another 14 that was on an old eBay gift card that I had. So, I mean, still, the fact that I paid $26 for these things, free shipping, I mean, can't go wrong there. The next shoe that I picked up is the Nike Kyrie Fly Trap 3. Picked this up. Nike was having a 25% off sale. They were on clearance for $47. To begin with, plus that 25%. So I was like, no. I mean, they're a really dope looking shoe, if you ask me. Especially for a budget shoe. I think retail on them is 90, I want to say. But anyway, yeah, it's in the, I think it's like black, white, and volt or something like that. Color in, like I said, it's really dope shoe. I was pretty surprised with the, kind of the quality that I was getting for the $90. I mean, obviously it's, you know, not too great, but there is zoom in the 4 foot. That heel, granted, I haven't worn them yet. Haven't even tried them on yet, but that heel seems to be, seems to be a lot softer than what, you know, what I was kind of expecting out of that cheaper shoe. But like I said, I haven't worn them yet. And like I said, though, those were like $47 plus the 25% off. It was like, why the hell not? And then the other shoe, the final shoe that I picked up, was actually the Jordan 1 Black Satin. Now, I did kind of have a debate with this, whether I would do the Black Satin and the Kyries, or whether I was going to do some Dub Zeros, because they had the bread colorway of the Dub Zeros, that I think, I want to say they were $150, and then I had a $50 Nike gift card too, so I was like, what a time to use it, you know. So I kind of had a little toss up, and then I decided to go with the Jordan 1s and the Kyries, mostly because of all the reviews I've seen on those satin ones have been perfect. The leather's been really nice and all that, so I was like, might as well do it, man. Like, you might as well throw another Jordan 1 in there. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You can't have too many Jordan 1s. And yeah, it 100%, the leather quality in those things is like top notch. The satin looks good. The thing that I didn't know about the satin is actually has 3M weaved into it. So that looks good. And then I also ended up picking up a pair of red waxed laces off eBay. I don't know if I just got them, you know, went too cheap on it or not, but they don't. I was really hoping that they were gonna like really make that shoe pop because of the kind of like shiny 3M and stuff. Like I was really hoping that like it would pop like with that. It doesn't quite look right. The red laces that come with it actually look better. And I know I talked about this on the pod before. I love the Stitched On Wings logo. I think that is so cool. It adds a just like a different touch, a different element to the shoe, and you know, to something that's so classic. I do really, really like that. But yeah, like actually, I went through the other thing I've done on quarantine is I went through all my sneakers, went through all my hats, and I've inventoried them all and put them on the spreadsheet. Actually, I still haven't done my hat spreadsheet. I need to do that. But and you know, it's crazy too because like I think about where like how my collection, especially in like the last, like I would say in the last 10 years, like where my collection has gone. Like, I'm super mad at myself for this. But I got rid of, like, I used to have probably 12 to 15 pairs of like Starbury, like Starbury everything. But I used to have a good like 12 to 15 pairs of Starberries, and I got rid of all those. Actually, I do still have one pair that I got that I had picked up at Goodwill for like $2. But you know, and there's a couple other pair. Like, I had a pair of low top Nike Vandals that I wish I wouldn't have gotten rid of now. I've been thinking about all these Air Force Ones that I've gotten rid of. I used to have the Mellow Air Force One that I bought off my boy Tyler Leaf. shout out to him. I know he likes to listen. That I ended up selling, and I really wish I wouldn't have. So I've been trying to find another pair of those. I've been trying to go back and find another pair of Air Force Ones that I bought off him that I beat. They were a white and orange colorway. They were base was all white, swoosh was orange, heel tab was orange, and then the little stripe on the heel was orange as well, and then the outsole was orange. I want to say it was like a 2002 release or something like that. But yeah, I beat those things, and I wish I'd never gotten rid of those. And you know, like going through and inventorying everything, like really started making me think about things like that, and like some of the sneakers I've gotten rid of that I shouldn't have, or like the ones that I beat that I shouldn't have. Like, I'm so pissed at myself for beating my triple black LeBron 8s. Or I used my LeBron 4s for work. Beat those till death. Yeah, but anyway, what I was getting at there before I went down that sidetrack was just the way that my collection has evolved. Granted, I still have a lot of older stuff because, as we've talked about on the pod, like getting married, having kids, you know, I don't have the money to buy stuff like I used to. So a large chunk of my collection is older stuff. And I mean, that's fine by me. But at the same time, it really is crazy to see, like, when I think about like the Supras, the DC Galactica. If you don't know what that is, Google it. It's embarrassing that I owned a pair. And I used to rock them like crazy. You know, just like the weird stuff that you think about that you had that you thought was fly, and then now you're like, wow. Which I don't know. The Starberry, my regret with Starberry could just be nostalgia, I guess. There's a lot of nostalgia there, but it is what it is, man. We all grow up, we go through stuff. Like I said, there's still some forces that I'm trying to find, you know, some stuff that I used to have that I want to get back again. Always on the search for Mellow 5.5s in the black colorway, size 12. Seriously, those were one of the most comfortable shoes. But at the same time, like, that's a hard one because I actually traded my white and red Jordan 2 Lows for the 5.5s. Which those were my first pair of Jordans. The first pair of Jordans I ever got. So it's kind of a lose-lose, really. I mean, I think I sold them. I think I ended up selling them. I know I sold my 5.5s. But I don't remember how much I sold them for. But anyway. Yeah, that's kind of where I've been at. As far as sneakers and just kind of life in general, with this quarantine, man, it's been a ride, but we're gonna get through it. So let's talk about some XFL now. All right, so what I want to talk with you guys today about is the XFL. Now, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the XFL, and I was really, really, really rooting to see it do good. What kind of sparked this today was I saw through, you know, some of the pro wrestling dirt sheets that Vince McMahon is supposedly in, has been in talks with ESPN and Fox to buy, or I should say to sell WWE to them. And that, you know, with that coming along and, reading some of the comments and stuff on there, there's a whole lot of people that think that, the XFL was, you know, planned to fail to begin with and all this type of stuff. And I don't think people fully realized what was going on there. And I really don't think people really, really realized that, Vince had a plan. He had a plan in place. And I mean, granted, it may not have been the best plan. Vince was outright willing to lose $500 million on this. He wanted this to be successful. I mean, more realistically, he was looking at losing $375 million in the first 3 years. But he wanted this to be successful. And part of the way that he could do that was still making money off of WWE. Well, nobody could predict a global pandemic coming. You know, within a reasonable space, nobody could predict this global pandemic coming and to to stop this from happening. Obviously, they couldn't play their games. You know, but what you gotta understand is, like, this league was going to be successful. I mean, you could tell 5 weeks into it, we were gonna have a second season. At least in my opinion, it all seemed that way. I know there was a lot of people that dogged the quality in football and whatnot. It wasn't any worse than watching a couple college programs go at it, to me, you know. As far as ratings went, ratings stuck around, fluctuated between 1 and 2 million for every game, even through week five. Obviously, you know, week one was that big peak where they had 3.1 million viewers and all that. Attendance is what blew everybody away, man. Like, you were looking at, they had 82,000, it averaged out to be 82,000 people coming to XFL games every weekend. So, I mean, you had four games every weekend. That's 20,000 people a game. St. Louis alone had 29,500 and 27,500 in their two home games. Seattle had 20, I want to say just over 27,000 in one of their home games. And I mean, only a few of the teams were playing in, you know, that big of arenas. A lot of them were soccer stadiums. You know, DC was playing in whatever the DC United soccer stadium is. It was sponsored by Audi, but you know, that was the thing, though, is people are not understanding, you know, Vince didn't half-ass this. Vince didn't go into this like, you know, like he did the first time. Vince really, like I said, really wanted this to succeed. The plan going in, from everything that I've read, was they were really banking on getting a major broadcasting deal within those first 3 years that was going to pay for everything going to help bankroll that league. Because if you didn't already know, that's what makes the NFL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, NHL, that's what makes leagues money, is those broadcasting rights. The reason why baseball still has the most revenue out of any of the professional sports is because, you know, Fox, these little Fox outlets, pay them millions and millions and millions of dollars to be able to have the local broadcasting rights to all those games so they can dominate their local markets. So that's, you know, that's where the majority of that money comes from for these leagues. So that's what they were really banking on, and unfortunately it didn't work out. And you know, the thing is, it still could have, but once again, you're not able to see a global pandemic come, and it's going to, you know, it's wiping out, you know, Vince's other source of income, his main source of income. So at the end of the day, man, he's going to stick with what, you know, what 70, 80 years of history that he's got with WWE going. If I'm not mistaken, Vince's family has controlled it since the 50s. So it's just sad. You know, it's sad that people want to just toss him under the bus and talk all this shit about this league that, like, for one thing, there was legitimately good players in that league, and we know that because you saw a ton of guys get signed into the NFL. Now, a lot of those guys were guys who were in the NFL to begin with and got cut. And these guys are getting second chances in the league, but still. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name right now. The Houston Roughnecks quarterback, getting brought up to Carolina. He's going to replace Cam Newton now. You know, it's just, people have not actually sat and evaluated that situation before they just started dogging it, talking a bunch of trash about it. Like I said, it's really sad to see it go. I loved watching the XFL now. I was a Battlehawks guy. Caw, caw, caw. Battlehawks war cry right there. I was a Battlehawks fan, and I did not see a single Battlehawks game because I had to work every weekend. But I enjoyed watching the games that I did get to see. You know, you immediately had the drama in New York. You immediately had Mark Trestman falling flat on his face like he did with the Bears. That felt good. Felt good to see that. You know, it was a good league. I mean, they're putting it up for sale, so hopefully, you know, maybe something can happen. But don't dog it until you kind of sit back, do a little bit of research, and figure out what the story actually is, man. That's all I'm saying, guys. Rest in peace to the XFL. So real quick, I did just want to discuss some of the stuff that we've been sharing on the Facebook page and Instagram and all that. Just a little bit of sneaker news that I still want to talk about. One of the big stories was there is two more Travis Scott Jordan 1s coming out. There's a Chicago colorway and then an olive colorway. Now granted, that's still not confirmed, but it's pretty sure. And if those Chicagos come out, I fucking need those. Somebody better fucking get me a pair of them. Somebody better hook me up. Or give me the plug. Or whatever the fuck I need, man. I might buy a bot. The other one, or one of the other ones that I wanted to still talk about, we saw the unveiling of the Nike Zoom Freak 2. Don't know how I feel about it. I like it, but at the same time, it's, there's something weird about it to me. It's, I don't know, maybe I'll just have to see it in some other colorways or something. The only one that we've obviously seen so far is a black colorway with a white swoosh that has, looks like some weird animal design, zebra, it's like a zebra mixed cheetah print type thing. Going on inside the swoosh, and then a nice translucent outsole. It looks more like a football shoe to me. Like, it looks more like a turf shoe to me. So I don't know. Also, we've seen a rumored Legacy 312 performance shoe, which I actually think looks super dope. So I kind of hope it does come out. Obviously, like, we don't know too much about it. Definitely looks like it's got those giant 4 foot Zoom Air units, kind of similar to the way that the LeBron 617 has them. Can't really tell the heel too much, other than it probably most likely is going to have some Zoom Air, because there is Zoom Air branding that's on the side of the shoe. There's no way for me to even begin to describe the shoe to you, other than it definitely has a lot of, you know, early Jordan influence to it, but it's definitely a performance model, and I think the shoe just looks great to begin with. And then the other shoe that I wanted to talk about, that I posted a ton about on Facebook, is the LeBron Watch 17s, the LeBron 4 graffiti colorway. These things are so dope. And like I mentioned earlier on the podcast, I didn't have this colorway of the LeBron 4. The colorway I had was the black and maroon one. That was like the defensive one or something weird like that. But these are so dope. So dope. They need to, like, these need to drop ASAP, and somebody needs to get me a pair. I mean, they draw so much inspiration from the LeBron 4. Like, it has, like, even has, like, the same collar strap. And then, like, the weird, like, kind of foamposite midsole thing that, like, the, like, hump that comes up and everything. But then, like, it still has, you know, it still has the Air Max 270 unit or whatever it is that's on the heel and all that. And, you know, your Zoom Air on the 4 foot and everything. The way they made this shoe look, though, it's just is so perfect. It looks like the perfect update to the LeBron 4, which the LeBron 4 is a very, very slept-on shoe to begin with. So, I'm real, real happy to see these, and I will do everything in my power to get my hands on these. But yeah, I just wanted to quick touch on that. You know, it's been, you know, things being so crazy and not getting a pod out, I just want to make sure that I still kept a little bit of sneaker talk in there, especially things that, like, I'm posting, and I'm posting in that still relevant. But you know the deal, guys. Keep it locked to the Biggie Smalls Show. thank you guys so very much for listening. That was today's podcast. It really does mean the world to me that you guys listen. It's awesome that you guys listen and you tell me and you give me feedback and you let me know things. I truly do appreciate that. I want to say, first and foremost, I hope you guys are doing great in the quarantine. I hope you're able to keep it all together in your noodles. I know that's, like I said, man, that's something I've been struggling with. But it would mean so very much to me if you guys subscribed and left me some reviews. That's the best way for me to get elevated in iTunes and stuff. So if you guys rate the podcast and leave me a review, that would mean the world to me. But like I said, as always, you guys are the best. Thank you for listening. Go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there, along with TikTok. I got TikTok now. Go follow me on TikTok. I don't know if you really see me doing all the weird like TikTok dances or anything like that, but I do try and keep some sneaker content up on there. So, and as always, if you guys need anything, man, don't be afraid to reach out. If you're struggling, if this quarantine's got you down, man, just reach out to somebody, man. Shoot somebody a text and just be like, yo, you know, I'm feeling funky, you know, or whatever it may be, man. This world's a whole lot better place with you here, so please, please don't do anything stupid. But as always, thank you so very, very much for listening. Peace and much love to you.